four, okay. Five.
Okay.
What? And.
Five, four. Hello! Sorry, we were having a little staring contest to see who was going to talk first, and I lost. Well, hello. This is podcast two for the 2003 podcast series, I guess, which is, you know, we've already broken records. We did one more this year than we did last year, because last year we just did one, and now we've done two, two in a row, last week and this week.
It's a baby step.
It's a baby step, that's true. And a little disclaimer, I checked, and last year we did our first podcast in August. I think it was August 6th is when we posted it. And last week I said that this podcast or that last week's podcast was almost to the day. Well, not quite. It was a month difference, which I guess in the big scheme of things, and if you're looking at life in eons, it's, you know, the gnat's eyebrow. But, you know, year to year, it's not close. So anyway, okay, I'm mumbling and bumbling along. So I'm Zachary Grant.
I'm Brendan Poost.
And we're here to do our next podcast. And Brendan, what are you going to talk about today?
Well, we're going to talk about things that are coming. I think you are going to be talking about too, is basically things that we're looking forward to in the weeks ahead. And one thing I'm looking forward to is the Tech Hub. Be looking for info on that in the coming weeks. It will be a place for you to get technical advice with your mobile device or laptop.
So not only do you help people, so if things have a problem, you're going to educate people on how to do it themselves.
Educate, yes.
All right.
So it's going to be a very kind of small desk at first, because we're looking really to expanding it, and so we'll see how it goes. And hours are to be announced. We're still working that out. But
when will it start the first day of school, or will it be later on?
It will start the first day of school, first day of fall quarter.
Okay.
The 23rd.
23rd, yep.
Yes.
Yes, for all of you people enrolled in fall term, school starts September 23rd.
Yes. Keep that in your mind, even for online and hybrid classes.
Okay. What else?
And so I think that's all I have on my plate here, at least that I'm thinking about.
So if it's in the library, for those who have been to the library before and for those who have not, where could they find it?
So when you walk into the library, there is a display cabinet on your right. When you go around that, there will be a desk there with a worker ready to assist you with your technical needs.
And so you talked about mobile devices. If someone comes up with their, you know, Windows phone or their new Surface tablet, or if they have an iPad or an iPhone or an Android device, will you be able to help them with all flavors of mobile devices or just one?
Well, we'll do the best we can to help them with all flavors. There's a lot of similarities to each device that we will be touching on and looking for the solution to that particular problem. So we will do the best we can, and if we can't figure it out, we will provide a solution that will probably be online that you can go and read or research, and we can look at it ourselves, and it'll help us even to take notes to figure out what.
That was the phone ringing.
That
everybody.
Was the phone ringing, yeah, and me hitting objects that are on the
table. It's one of his tools.
Yes,
one of his tools.
So, anyways, we now digress. So basically, we will be directing you to
solutions. So you'll refer people to other people if you don't know the answer.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
Sounds good.
Long-winded people. That's how it goes. Yes.
You're not long-winded.
I'm not long-winded, but
no. Okay. What else?
I can't think of anything else.
Okay. Well, then, for my portion of the podcast, I'm going to try and touch on three things today. One will be just briefly talking about the writing lab and how the library can support you in the writing of your papers and what we cannot do. I'm also going to briefly talk about maybe some of the future ideas that will be brought up in the podcast from my side. And then I will also sort of alert you to the fact that I'll be trying to give you tips or ideas on how you can manage your information. So for the first thing, the writing lab. Now, Clark College has a writing lab. It's located in Hawkins Hall. And it's a great place to go when you want someone to review your paper, maybe make sure your grammar has been done properly and there aren't any errors with spelling. I would always highly recommend that you have someone proofread your paper before you turn it in. But don't come to the library and ask one of the workers in the library or one of the staff members to read your paper, because we can't. We just don't have the time. A lot of us would love to be able to help by reading your paper or reading your assignment, but we just don't have the time. What the librarians can do is help you with your works cited page or your bibliography and your in-text citations. So those are the two things we definitely can and will help you with. But if you need someone to proofread your paper, we'll send you to the writing lab. And again, that's in Hawkins Hall. And I'll make sure to have a link in the blog post for this broadcast that will lead you to the information about the writing lab. I think, Brendan, earlier you suggested that we might want to have someone from the writing lab come and we can interview them. And that's, I think that's a great idea, and we will do that.
Yes.
So that sort of leads me to future ideas. And so some things that I'm going to talk about in the future will be things such as the Digital Public Library of America. It's a fairly new resource. I think it's going to grow and become very useful. So I'll bring your attention to that and how you might want to use it in regards to your time at Clark and being a student, and possibly even after becoming a lifelong student or a lifelong learner. The Internet Archive is another resource that I think is just super valuable. Not only does it have its mission of archiving websites on the internet, but it also archives digital media such as audio, video, and books that they've scanned that are in the public domain. Mm-hmm. So I'll bring that to your attention. I'll probably also talk about things like ebooks and how you can manage ebooks and read them. Ebooks are becoming more and more popular in not only, you know, everyday use, but also in the academic environment. And then I will also probably have suggestions or tips about how you can manage your information while you're at school. I mean, if you write a paper and you keep it on a flash drive, are there better ways of managing that? Because if you lose the flash drive, you've lost all your work. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk about those resources and how you can hopefully manage it in a way that's useful and beneficial, not only while you're at school, but maybe in your life as general. So I think that we've accomplished two podcasts in a row. Mm-hmm. That's a milestone right there in it itself. Is. And we've laid the foundation for topics that we want to talk about in the future. Again, if you have any questions or you have suggestions, don't email us.
Nope.
Sure. I wonder if we're going to get in trouble with Click and Clack for trying to steal their shtick.
I hope they didn't copyright that. Or
no, that would be a trademark. That'd be a trademark, all not right, a copyright. It'd be a trademark. And yeah, hopefully, what is it? Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe doesn't give us a call and tell us to knock it off. Yeah, because, you know, we're still learning. It would be great to listen to some of the first broadcasts of their radio show to see how we rate. I'm sure we're even much lower than
very,
they were.
Very, very low.
Yeah, so.
They take calls. We don't.
It's, no, yeah, they take calls. They're extremely brave. We don't do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, anything you want to add before we sign off?
I cannot think of anything. Just maybe our contacts.
Oh, yeah, you go first.
All right, well, I'll go first, I guess, what he said. My number is 360-992-2012. And remember, that's just like the end of the world. That didn't happen. 992-2012.
2012, okay. 2012. Yep. And your email?
My email is B as in boy, P as in Paul, U as in uniform, F as in S as in Sam, T as in Tom. And that's at clark.edu.
Struggling with your phonetic alphabet.
I am. You have to have a really bad name to have that memorized.
Okay. My email address is zgrant, as Brendan would say, Zulu Golf Romeo Alpha November Tango at clark.edu. So that's zgrant at clark.edu.
You've been practicing.
I have been practicing. All week long I was practicing. And then you can call. My work number is area code 360-992-2971. That's 992-2971. We need to get some theme music, I think, so that when we close out, people will understand that this program is actually ending, and they'll be very happy about that, in fact.
Yes.
And, so until next week, we'll sign off for now.
That sounds good.
All right. Bye.
Bye.